It's the worst virus in the whole entire world.
After I tested positive, I started getting pains in my chest. In June or July, I had to go to hospital because at night my legs just went.
Every time I have to take my inhaler, which is very annoying because I don't get that much schoolwork done as I did when I didn't have COVID.
That was 8-year-old Gabby and Amelia, who were diagnosed with COVID in March, but still suffer with symptoms 8 months later. Their mums, Kat Haxby and Beth Sherwin, have recently joined forces to launch a long COVID kids branch on the Isle of Man.
For an 8-year-old to have pains in her chest constantly, that's not normal. Doctors are still learning, parents are still learning about it, so we just wanted to make awareness and offer support and help to families on the island.
There are 69,000 children who suffer with long COVID. Could we have kids with long COVID?
Yes, I've already looked at the statistics, so it's 1 in 7 children. There is 14,100 children on the island. That was in the last count in June or July this year. So that would mean, I think it was 1,900 children potentially could suffer with long COVID symptoms.
Beth, we've got something called Long COVID Kids Isle of Man. This is something that's very new to the island, but something that's needed.
I have an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old who had COVID. They are both recovering very differently. So my 12-year-old seems to have kind of got back to normal. My 8-year-old just isn't there yet. She seems to have still got the cough, never really recovered, struggling during PE lessons. And a recent x-ray showed some scarring on her lungs, an infection and a shadow. But it's taken us 7 months to get to that point.
And Kat, would you mind sharing a little bit about your journey?
It's been ongoing for months. And now she's experienced pains in her chest and struggling to breathe when she's doing physical activity.
Aside from raising awareness, you guys are still mothers. Mm. And these are your kids that's got long COVID. How is it for you guys?
When you feel like you're not being listened to by GPs and doctors because obviously they're unsure, you feel like you're hitting a brick wall. And as a parent, it's our job to fight for our children. So when you're sent home with no answers, you're back to square one.
You feel like you're going a bit crazy because you're taking them to the GPs and no, they're fine, their chest sounds okay. But you know, as a mum, that there is something underlying, something isn't quite right. So you go back again and you go back again.